Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sid J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Daddy J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I'm your boy, Teddy J. It is a crazy Tuesday, and let me just tell y'all, man, it is freaking ridiculous, actually. It's like rain like crazy out here today. Definitely, what's up? All right, we got someone in the building. I'll shout out to one and only Headlock Queen. What's up? What's up? All right, man, I'm just going to let y'all know. Well, I guess make sure you got to definitely check it out. High After Dust is definitely a crazy show. A lot of stories, whether it be celebrity stories or just me going in on some stuff I saw personally. Had a lot of crazy stuff going on. So definitely go check it out. And you can always check it out at lifeofthedustlives.dustspot.com. Or you can go to, simply just go over to iTunes, type in Life After Dust Live, and you can always catch all the old shows on there. So there you go. And it doesn't cost you a thing to do it. So what better way than that? Especially all you iPhone users and whatnot. Yeah, I know I talked down on iPhone, the iPad, Apple period, but hey. Still got the iTunes out there for y'all. Anyways, man, this is a crazy show lineup for today as well as the week of tomorrow. We're gonna have my girl, Miss Amila Jules. I so mess with people's names. But yeah, she'll be on her for tomorrow, and she's actually one of the newest, most recent Dust and Line Model Group members. So big ups to her. We'll be chopping up with her on the show tomorrow on Thursday. Then my boy from OTV Music, we'll have him on here chopping up with him about his new single and about his performance coming up soon. And of course, yours truly will be DJing. So big ups to that. So got to be on the lookout for that. Today's show is contingent. Waiting on someone. So I said it's in the crystal, so I'll wait in there. I'll let you know what's going to go down for the show today. But anyways, we'll go ahead and play some of the music. This is my boy. Track right here is called Who's That Guy? I'm going to play it. We'll be right back on Life After Dust Live. Your boy, City J. Let's go.
Productions.
chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me. Who's that guy? Hey. He's flyer than a hypey. I'm that guy, hey. Colder than a icy. Shine so bright, chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me. Hey. Who's that guy? Hey. You won't find nobody better. No. I'm hotter than the summer, still not sweating on you haters. Hey. Candy apple on the rise, you can call it now and later. Hey. Just chilling with your chick now, then I call her later. Hey. Your ass and quiet it down, cause I'll extermination. You funny acting clowns, I'm about getting my paper. Hey. I call my plug now, trading white girls for that paper. Hey. These white chocolate squares, only Hershey bar famous. Yeah. I melt it all down, then I break them off of payments. Yeah. You ain't holler then, then don't holler when I'm famous. No. Swag turned up, and I'm shining like my throne is. Slip my crown to the back, cause he knew the way I own it. 23 years old, working harder than some oldest. Oh, my flame burning hot, but still colder than an iceberg. Looking kinda dummy like, how the hell could that be? I am the man, now you know it, holla at me. Yeah.
And who's that guy? He's flyer than a KB. I'm that guy, that's colder than an icy. Shine so bright, chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me. Who's that guy? He's flyer than a KB. I'm that guy, colder than an icy. Shine so bright, chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me.
Just higher than a kite bee. Smoking on this strong, kick my ass like Bruce Lee. Kicking it in my zone, MVP of my own team. Going so hard, shooting shots, let a hoop clean. Stacks on top of stacks, watch they build my new story. These bricks on top of bricks, watch my kingdom built before me. Hating on me, haters, well, go ahead, y'all bore me. I point my finger, send them towards the, yeah, true story. It's maniac housing, independent, going for that glory. Start in my prime, shooting straight up by the orbit. Always on my mind, yeah, my fans all are important. And who is that guy? I'm West, now adore me. Clear a spot at the top, yeah, right there for me. My words, I won't ever stop, y'all will never mourn me. And who's that guy? He flyer than a kite bee. Well, I'm that guy, it's colder than an ice.
And who's that guy? He flyer than a kite bee. I'm that guy, it's colder than an ice. Shine so bright, chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me. Who's that guy? He's higher than a kite bee. I'm that guy, colder than an icy. Shine so bright, chandelier, watch the light gleam. Sipping on my Sprite, slow mo, don't try me.
All right, well, this next track volume is called Some Say. I'm going to play Some Say, then we're right back on Life at Dusk Live. He wore City J. Let's go.
Problems ain't no problem.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J. Yes, it is definitely going down. We're back in the building. And, shoot, I tell you, man, shout out to some people on VCR, man. Y'all got some, I got some balls, man. Y'all said, yeah, why are y'all bending people? Like, some people are bending people just to be doing it. Like, it's, I don't understand it. Like, it's just too many politics and people that support your show, and you want to ban them from your show. I mean, and to me, it's crazy because especially if there's people who are in your in your circle of people that support all the time, and you want to start banning them. It's very beyond me, and I definitely speak out on it. Someone told me something happened to them. I'm not really feeling it. Like it drives me nuts. A lot of y'all are attention people who want a lot of people at your show, but then you want to start kicking out people who come to your show regularly and show you love. So it's whatever. I don't understand it. Craziness. I had to put that on there because I wasn't just feeling what I just found out. And people got to step it up. All right. So, hey, because we look like we're not doing the regular thing today. We're going to go ahead and do a little bit of hot mess and whatnot today for the show. And heck, you know how we do a hot mess. So, yeah, you can bear with me as I go into my tea for today because, man, you know, sometimes I try to stay away from the tea because I'm like, oh, man, but what the hell? All right, I'm done. I'm really done. Like, what the heck is... I'm not understanding this. This chick, okay, this is a top story on Facebook, on Media Tech App, and one of the top stories is apparently a girl commits suicide on Facebook. Let's go into more about that, because, I mean, this is getting crazy. People are making these statements as whatever, just doing all kind of crazy stuff these days, and some of it's because of bullying and whatnot, but it just got to come wherever it is. It's got to come to an end because I'm tired of watching it. It's sickening to watch. Just seeing people just take their lives over don't know, and especially at these social networks, some people making big or just making big news of it by putting themselves out there on the social network and killing themselves on there, whatever. Oh, man. Crazy. It's really crazy. Okay, me going to get into more, because I really got to figure out what the heck is going on. Okay, so apparently yesterday, a chick by the name of Cynthia Lee took her life after posting some disturbing images and posts on Facebook. According to a suicide note, which was left yesterday on Facebook, Cynthia's mom recently died and her boyfriend was arrested. It also appears that she had a bad relationship with her father. Her friends confirmed on Facebook this morning that Cynthia had indeed taken her life. So, indeed, this was not a rumor. This is, wow, this is crazy. And we're going to the stream real quick and talk about this. Wow, this is, wow, y'all, this is some crazy stuff right here. Okay, so apparently, this is one of the last posts. Leon, a.k.a. my dad, you're a good-for-nothing drug cheating loser. I hate you. You're not allowed at my funeral, dude, for real. To anyone else who was real to me, I'm very sorry. I can't handle this anymore. And Ryan David Hardwick, I love you with all my heart, but every time we get caught talking to you to jail, you go to jail. talking to you, go to jail. I will not ever be a reason you go there again. My pain is strong. Too strong to handle any longer. I'm sorry for hurting you. I just know you're my true love, and mom, here I come. Dang, that was the last post, y'all. And it's just sad, man. It's sad. People are really taking their lives like this, man. Like, it's crazy. All right, my guest for today is on the show, man. I know that's going to be a crazy thing to come in on the show, but, what the heck? All right, Wes, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Dude, did you just hear that story?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, man, people, now social network is being taken to another level.
Right, right. They're using it for something totally crazy. Like, that's insane.
Man, first off, man, well, thank you for coming through, man. Definitely thank you. Thanks for coming through. And want to chop it up with, you know, who you are, man, and whatnot. I've checked out your videos you post on the Dust Spot. I've checked out your songs, which we play Who's That Guy, and we play Some Said on here for today.
Okay.
So that's what's up.
I appreciate it.
As far as, man, kind of let us know, man, like who you are, man, how this journey led to you being a part of Global Tech Mixtape Series.
Well, really, I'm from a small town in Tocoa, Georgia. And I started out music. Oh, man, I started out in eighth grade. I'm 23 years old, by the way. I started out in eighth grade, and really my older brother was my inspiration because he was into music, and he did his thing, so I watched him growing up. Well, as I got older, I started progressing more and more. There for a while, I just played around with it. I wasn't, you know, too serious. I just freestyled here and there. Me and some homeboys from school, we'd get together and write, whatever. But I started out recording on a computer with a computer mic, and then it led into, you know, later on down the road, I invested in my own studio. I got my own studio. I started up Maniac Housing Productions. And then as far as Global Tech Mixtapes goes, I actually got in contact with Scott McDowell from Elevated Solutions, and he got me going from there. So I've been doing music altogether, seriously, into music. I think it was back in 2009 when I got real serious and first got in the studio, so.
Yeah, what led you to that? What led you to say, let's get serious? Cause I know it's a lot of people that do something, but there'll be some turning point in their life and say, you know what, trying to get serious about it?
The fact of that came to where, okay, I was letting friends hear my music, family, stuff like that. I wasn't letting it go no further than that. I was like, okay, y'all check this out. People were telling me, you know, you're really good. You need to further yourself. And then, like, my brother, he sat down with me and some dudes that, older cats that he records with, they were telling me, look, man, if you're going to do this, do it. He was like, go as far as you can with it. Don't just, you know, if it's something you really want to do, don't use it as a hobby. You know, it's fun and all, but also think as it of a business. This is a business. This is your career. You got to invest in it. So that's when I took it to the next level. I was like, okay, it's time to step it up.
Well, definitely. And that's a good thing. You touch yourself very good. Like, a lot of people don't realize that. Like, you got to make that transition eventually and say, okay, it's time to add the business aspect of this. So big up to you for that.
What artists
like led you into like saying, all right, like music, this is what I want to do. Music is something that has definitely inspired me to as a career I want to go into. Who was like those artists that led you into it?
I'm making
a challenge for you too. I want you to try to name it in only five people.
Five people. Wow. And this is probably going to shock folks, too, because my music sounds nothing like them. But, you know, Pimp C, Jeezy, Snoop, Nate Dogg, Drake, I mean, and then, you know, of course, there's more upcoming artists that I look more towards, like Yellow Wolf. He's doing his thing, and that's an inspiration because he's on his own style, you know what I mean? He's totally new.
Exactly.
And that's good to see. You always got to come with something new. People are looking for something different, something exciting, something new. That's what everybody's out to see. So that's the best thing is to always try to stay focused and come up with something new.
Man, I can see the Pimp C influence. I was thinking, so I was like, okay, because like, yeah, I said, you had a little bit of that Houston, Texas swag to him. So I can agree that it's inspiration. So I wouldn't say you would divvy too far. Not necessarily say, oh man, this dude's just like MC, but you know, I would say yeah, you that's a good one, okay.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So like as far as like some of the greatest moment, like what's one of your greatest moments that you've done so far in this industry?
In the industry. Oh man. I've actually got to meet a really, really inspiring person, Nate Butler. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. They call him Nate Billionaire Butler. He was a producer for T.I. and the Cheetah Girls, Luther Vandross. He was in that movie, Four Brothers, The Barbershop. Actually, the greatest moment was I was actually in his house, you know, talking with him and all. And I let him hear one of my CDs, and he was like, man, he was like, you're really good. He was like, keep doing your thing. He was like, the thing is, you know, you got to find better studio quality. And, you know, we chatted up for a little while, and then also that's when I was like, okay, this wasn't recorded in my studio, so let's see what I can do with my own stuff. But that was very inspiring, meeting somebody that sold, you know, 45 million platinum records.
And I think that's pretty good. I'm glad. A lot of people don't understand that, to listen. Like, they don't understand how important it is to go listen to the artist, when people who paved the way to listen to them, they feel like, oh yeah, man, oh god, that's that old folk, man. I'm a new artist. So I got, you know, stupid. I don't understand that, but shout out to you for that.
Right. Appreciate that. Yeah, so, man. It's as far as shows going on, I have to get back with them and find out the exact date. They said they wanted to try to do it the first Sunday after Valentine's Day, but they may change the date. I'm supposed to be with Brick Squad and the Rock Boys, and we're going to be performing at Club of Sessions out in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. ATL Shotty. ATL got him, man. Shoot, speaking of me, especially after seeing the new Dustin Ron Miles that came in, Dustin Ron Miles, ATL, especially one of the newest, I thought the new one, I was like, woo-wee. So, yeah, man, y'all got him down there at ATL, man.
No doubt.
Okay, so, like, you know, of course, I can't have the best without having the worst. What's, like, the worst moment that's ever happened to you?
Oh, the worst moment. I would have to say my worst moment was when I paid out the ass to do this show, to rent out the venue and do a show. I had flyers made. I did the whole works, man. 50 free mixtapes for the first 50 people. I gave out $100 cash prize. And only like 15 people showed up.
Man.
Yeah. That was the worst.
I know about stuff like that. I'm not gonna know. I'll be trying, but man. Everything I do is successful. Heck no. I know how it is losing out on money like that, bro.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure, it happens. I'm sure something like that will happen again. That's the thing, though. You just don't let something like that stop you. Like, yeah, it got me down when it happened. I was like, wow, what's going on? Folks was like, yeah, they like my music. They show up, blah, blah, blah. It just goes to show, you know, you really got to promote your stuff. Like, I didn't give myself enough time to promote the show. You know, it was my first show, so nobody really... Yeah, I didn't get it out there like I wanted to. I think that's one of the biggest things was promoting.
Right. The key thing is, a lot of times the people that was there enjoy themselves, then heck, you accomplished one of your goals there.
Right. But not only that, like the way I've always told myself and the way I did at the show, you know, there was, let's say, 15 people there. But I showed my ass as if that place was packed wall to wall. You always give a good performance because the people that did come, I really appreciated that because they were there.
Exactly. And those 15 people will go tell those people, man, I don't know why y'all didn't show up.
Yeah, right.
I ain't gonna lie, I had a recent event that happened to me. All the pieces were perfect. I was sitting there like, and everybody like, me, I'm missing me. So, hey, you should have showed up.
Yeah.
But there you go. I know how it feels, bro. All right. So, man, as far as, like, people want to check out some of your new music coming up or mixtapes and whatnot, how can they check it all out?
They can find me on Facebook. They search Maniac Housing or search Wes Ballinger. And the Ballinger, Ballenger. They can find me on Reverb at Maniac Housing. Also, if you get a chance, follow me at Twitter, Maniac Housing. But most of my stuff I usually post on Reverb Nation. So that's probably the best way. My ringtones, they're on Mixer.com. I'm fixing to put all my music out on iTunes and some other digital distribution sites, Amazon and all that. But as far as getting in touch with me, you know, personally, and if, let's say, okay, you want to hit me up because you really want the whole full mixtape, but you want the hard copy, you know what I'm saying? You can email me at maniachousing@yahoo.com.
Okay. I know I want one, so I'll send you some info later about that. I always love to have people's hard copies, especially when you got like disc change that you like putting in. I'm putting all these CDs.
No doubt.
You're like, I don't want no more CDs. I'm like, because y'all believe in changes. I got to change stuff else. I can hear different stuff. My mind likes to travel.
Like a lot of folks like. They'll go down to the bootleg, you know what I'm saying? They'll get CDs and stuff. I'm like, I want to go get the original copy. I want that original one. I'm just like that. That way when people are like, yeah, you got that new whatever, whatever, I'm like, yeah, right here. It's the original one, though.
Yeah, that was the hard thing for me on iTunes at first. I was like, man, so I won't have the hard copy.
Yeah.
But it was smart because I said, no, you know, but then, you know, they entice you because they'd be like, man, you can get this the day before the album comes. But if they always come out on Mondays and then just as they give you bonus stuff, you'd be like, dang, man, y'all messing with me now, man.
Right.
That's I got the Jay-Z and Kanye that way. I got the deluxe edition from iTunes. I was like, man, oh, well, man, I'm supposed to get the iTunes one.
No doubt.
All right, man. Thanks for stopping by the show, man. As far everyone, if you missed any parts of the show, you want to hear the crazy story that we talked about today, you want to hear the story about my boy Wes, and y'all want to hear his tracks we played earlier, y'all can definitely check it out. Any parts of the show you missed, go to lifeafterduskLive.dustspot.com. You can check out all the shows there anytime you miss them. Or go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, look for the shows. You can actually look for the one that says West of Maniac Houses, and then you can download it for free and listen to it over and 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 over again. All right, y'all. We are rolled on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a West, or where there's a U, there is a way. Got tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Fetty J. In the words of Chris Brown, this is... Follow me on Twitter, Fetty J. Dusk. We out of here.